Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
Welcome back to the second hour of O'Neill Outside. I hope you'll join us this morning. Got a lot of calls, a lot of questions. Everybody must be stuck inside. Before we get to those calls, it's my pleasure to invite you to watch O'Neill Outside Television, Fox Sports Networks, Camo Crusade, Outdoor Action, MOTV, you name it, it's on there on video on demand, YouTube. That's the best place to go watch it is YouTube, I guess, besides the sports networks. It's my pleasure also to invite you to visit O'NeillOutside.com. There on the homepage, two things. Number one, you can purchase O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. It's my first book, and I'm telling you, this is not John Steinbeck. It's just O'Neill with outdoor stories and the people and places I've met along the way. And at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see an ad, a display, an invitation for you to look into our Alaskan adventure that we're going in June to Alaska on a cruise on the Inland Passage, what's called the Lynn Canal, from Seattle up to Skagway or wherever all the glaciers are. We've done this trip on two occasions, and it is marvelous. And we would invite you to go with us. We have two cabins left. Otherwise, we're sold out. Check it out at the website and make your reservation and secure it. We have two cabins left. Get a balcony cabin because this is unbelievable. Beyond that, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. One of the questions I'm asking today is, if you had the opportunity to speak to someone famous in the outdoor business on television, tournament champion or whatever, I want you to tell me whom that might be. And then secondly, then too, I would urge you to stick around for an hour, the balance of the hour, because we will have the Medal of Honor tribute. This is O'Neill. We'll be back. Okay, 12 after the hour. You're listening to O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. on 95.5 WSB and 750 AM and the Sports Broadcast Network nationwide into 121 radio stations from Maine to Seattle to L.A. to Miami, and thanks for joining us. This is our 28th year on the air, and I'm enjoying to tell you it's brought to you by Works Tools, Stripling's General Store, Tough Shed, Snellville Heating and Air, Appalachian Gun and Range, Rocco's, Georgia Department of Natural Resources, O'Neill's Alaskan Adventure, only two spaces left, the Furminator Food Plot, Arctic Ice Freezer Bags, packs, that is, Big Green Egg, Year One Muscle Car Parts, and True Turn. And let's get to the calls right now. It's 12:13 after the hour. Holding on the longest is Wade is calling. Good morning, Wade. You're on O'Neill Outside. O'Neill Outside. It's good to hear from you. Is
good
Wade
morning,
there?
How you doing?
Hey, man.
Can you hear me?
I can indeed. Speak right up.
Hey, is that better?
That's much better, yes.
No, I'm sorry, O'Neill. I had you on the... Look, you were talking about the ball ground area. With
yes.
The, with Cherokee and the creek.
Uh-huh.
You know, I told you before about my buddy Billy.
You have to turn your radio off. You have to turn your radio off, Wade.
Sir?
You have to turn your radio off. I'm listening back to you.
Oh, hang on a minute. Well, sorry.
That's okay.
There we go. I've got
a
closed caption phone where I can read what you're saying.
Okay.
You were talking about the Indians.
Uh-huh.
I've told you before about that little lake Billy's got right down the road from you there.
Uh-huh.
That 20 acres on that 12-acre lake, that watershed lake.
Mm-hmm.
The Indians went from Georgia to Oklahoma on the Trail of Tears. They wintered between Hurricane Creek and the Etowah River.
Oh, really?
And that is where Billy's property is.
Ooh.
So the creek now forms the 12-acre lake that we love so much. Crappy heaven. Your favorite color is chartreuse. That's all you need.
That's all.
And then the Etowah River is about 200 yards below the spillway of the lake down to the river.
Mm-hmm.
There's a natural V right there. I mean, you can see what I'm saying, right?
I do.
You got the river coming in the creek, and the creek runs into the river.
Mm-hmm.
They wintered right there in the late, I think it was somewhere in 1800. But we have found, we put a road in there, and they'll put a fifth-wheel camper in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of like to be a little bit more persistent in fishing and hunting.
Uh-huh.
And we put that road in there, we found all kind of arrowheads and spearheads.
Oh, how about that?
And then we found one column. I describe it as a column, 18 inches tall. It's 4 inches square at the bottom, and it goes up to 2 inches square at the top. And it is carved with Indian hieroglyphics all four sides.
Oh, boy. That's a...
Yeah, he's finding all kind of artifacts up there. The state of the University of, not University of Georgia, but Georgia State,
mm-hmm.
the one up there in Gainesville,
mm-hmm.
Bernal, they have a ecological system set up for the botany, for the plants and flowers,
mm-hmm.
right there at the river. That's all right there together.
I find that very interesting.
It's right down the road from you. I mean,
yeah,
if you're in LJ, it's right there in LJ.
All I have to do is work all the time, Wade.
Well, hey, you ain't got no time to go fishing.
That's exactly right.
Now, how did you figure all this out? You telling somebody a story. It might be me.
Must be you.
You know what my grandpa told me?
Tell me.
All fishermen are liars except me and you, and if I ain't with you, I'm worried about the story you telling.
Glad you called, pal. I got to go.
Hey, thanks for taking my second call. Listen, I have figured out how to send you these pictures. I know I've been telling you this for over a year.
Okay.
But when you see a picture of my daddy, you're going to think you're looking in the mirror.
I'll be happy to look at that.
He's a little bit better looking than you are, O'Neill.
You won't scare me, will it?
No, I look just like him.
Okay.
But he's a little bit better looking than you are.
Oh, no, there's nobody better looking than I am. Send it to me, Wade.
Thanks for taking my second call. When you said that a while ago, I told Jason. Jason, he might get a kick out of this. All that history is right down the road from you. And whenever I get the chance to get down there, maybe you and old woman Williams come down there and I'll outfish you on Billy's Lake. But I have a home field advantage.
I'll see you later, pal.
25 crappie on the boot. I'll give you 25 up front before I start fishing.
Okay, I'll catch you later, man. That's good. You bet. I had to go there. I'm sorry. Cut him off, but I had to go. I can't stop Wade from talking. All right, Hal, let's talk to Larry calling from Morrow, Georgia. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Hey there.
Now, I just called you, asked you, I had a question about if you were to buy a box of shells, like shotgun shells or cartridges, how good is that gun? How long is it? Gunpowder inside it good.
Oh, it's good as long as it's kept dry.
You mean it's infinite, it doesn't deteriorate?
No, 25 years maybe.
Okay, I was just wondering, that's all I got for you this morning. I didn't know I'd been listening to you for 28 years.
Oh, my God, that's right. It's awful, isn't it? Yeah,
I enjoy your show, and I appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you. Be sure, just on those shotgun shells, just make sure they're kept dry.
Well, they're all dry, but I'm just wondering, and some of them are pretty old. I was just wondering if they blow up in my face.
No, they'll work.
I'm going rabbit hunting here.
Oh, good for you. How many beagles do you have?
I don't have them anymore. I'm too old for that, but I've got friends that's got beagles running out their ears.
One fella's
got 50 beagles.
Oh, that's great. I wish I could go with you. I got to go, Larry. There you go. Let's see. Let's talk. Let's go now. I don't have time for this, I don't think. I'll wait for a moment. Donna, Calvin, and Anna, the rest of you guys are coming up. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, 404-872-0758. Oh, I do have time for this, too. Quickly, let's talk to Donna calling. Good morning, Donna. It's O'Neill.
Oh, I don't know that you have time for me, but Happy New Year for you.
Thank you very, very much.
I do have two minutes. Do you know how much more interesting your show is than gardening?
Oh, well, you know,
I have never been fishing in my whole life, and I might have to start.
I think you should.
I'm so inspired, but that is not why I'm calling.
Okay.
I'm calling to give you an update on Gracie, the 13-year-old huntress.
Okay.
When I last called you, she aspired to hunting with a bow and arrow behind the First Baptist Church in Gainesville.
I remember.
There was an 8-point buck. Well, on December 29th, she actually killed this 8-point buck.
Fantastic.
And she has now aspired to moving what she calls up in the challenge world of hunting. I'm thrilled to report she wants to hunt coyotes.
Oh, that's going to be tough with a bow, but I'm glad to hear her say that.
You know, she's got, I think, 5 deer this year with her rifle.
Okay.
But in addition to that, I want to tell you that all the David McCullough books are fabulous. In my view, I've read them and enjoyed them all. But the one that I'm currently reading is The Pioneers, the one about spreading American Western values from Ohio to the Northwest. So the story of the bridge is wonderful, but the current one, his new one, David McCullough, is a fabulous historian for those who are not.
Do you find that, you know, of course, he was on PBS for many years. When I read his books, I can hear him talking.
Yes, but that's like all great writers, I think. They have their voice. And but I'll let you know if I ever go fishing. But I was so thrilled about Gracie and her 8-point buck.
That's wonderful. That's good news. Go to my website and send me a photo. I will.
I love that. Happy New Year. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
See you later here.
Have a great
weekend, and thank you for calling. It's 21 after the hour. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, 404-872-0750 and 800-WSB-TALK or 800-972-8255. When we return, there'll be more outdoors. I promise. We'll be back. 25 after the hour, you're listening to O'Neill Outside, and we have a lot of calls. People hold on quite a while, and I'm proud of them. Calvin is calling from McDonough. Good morning, Calvin. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Calvin there? There's Calvin. What do you say, pal? You're on the radio.
How you doing this morning, O'Neill?
Great.
I got a couple questions for you. I just recently found your show, and I was wondering, is there another way I can listen to you? Because I only get to listen for about 30 minutes, maybe an hour of your show.
Okay. The radio show, as you're listening to it now, is edited and put on O'Neill Outside Facebook page by Monday afternoon.
Okay.
All the calls and everything, just the advertising is taken out of it.
Okay.
So you can listen to the radio show on Facebook.
Well, I just want to let you know that, you know, I've been listening since a little bit before deer season this year. And because of some of your callers and tips and stuff, I actually harvested my first buck this year.
Oh, great.
And it was a 9-pointer out of Jasper County.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, there you go. Well, there's a lot of deer here, and it raises a lot of money that a lot of people buy licenses and they go hunting. The deer population in Georgia is about 900,000. So we got a lot of those critters walking around. I'm glad you got one, and I hope maybe some of the people who call the show will help with tips and recommendations and things of that nature to elevate your deer hunting experience. You know, the limit is 12.
Oh, yeah, so, and so I'm actually on my I'm actually on my way now for my last morning hunt.
Okay, yeah, it ends this weekend, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. This morning is the last morning I get because I've got family obligations tomorrow.
Okay. Well, mighty fine. I wish you luck. I wish you luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Be careful so you can come back and tell us about it.
Yes, sir.
You bet. See you soon. There we go. Right. Now let's talk to Anna. Anna is calling. Let's see what my time schedule is. Anna is calling about bald eagles. Anna, good morning. This is O'Neill.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing, my friend?
Lovely.
Yeah, there's bald eagles down at Lake McIntosh in Peachtree City.
Ooh. I understand from the people at the Department of Natural Resources, there are more eagles now in Georgia than there was over 100 years ago.
Wow. I was going to ask you, do you have any bald eagles up at Three Walls?
Pardon me, say that again, please.
Do you have any bald eagles up by you, up by Three Walls?
Yes, we have some bald eagles here, and one landed on the. I have a little deck off the porch here, a little porch overlooking the woods, and one flew in and landed on the porch one day.
Oh, nice. And I was going to answer your question that you've been asking everybody. The person I'd want to talk to is you, because you are the most commonsensical, conservative, conservationist type outdoorsman I've ever seen. It seems like a lot of famous ones, all they want to do is get that shot or get that hook, and you seem to be more about the conservation and the preservation. So,
well, you're very, very kind. That is an area that can always stand more attention, because the harvesting of a fish or taking of a deer is secondary to the
I had called you a few years ago because I had called you about a coyote at my horse's barn, and I've had to
put
him down.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I since had to put him down, but I just wanted to call and tell you about the bald eagles down in Lake McIntosh. And I mean, if I ever had the chance, I'd take you down to Lake McIntosh and we'd maybe go try and spot some.
are you able to see these eagles often?
No, I've never seen them. I work in Peachtree City, but I don't, I work 80 hours a week, so I don't get to see them, but
yeah,
I would love to see them.
If you have the opportunity, what's going to be so astounding for you if you happen to see one is its size.
Yeah.
He's huge.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's gigantic. It's, we're not used to seeing birds of that size.
No, and there's a guy in Peachtree City who takes professional photographs of them, and he's got several books out. I forget his name. But I just wanted to call and let you know that there are bald eagles down there. So.
Well, fantastic. Fantastic.
But you have a great day.
You bet. You too. I'm glad you took the time to call. There you are. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. I have, my time is good. I have a true turn tackle tip for you. Ready? Water's cold. And at Lanier and Allatoona and lakes all over the South, the water temperature is such that the crappie are underneath the docks by the thousands and thousands. Okay. Use a drop shot rig with a road runner on the bottom of the line and up the line at 12 inches. Put another standout hook and another up the line at 12 inches or 18 inches, and then another one. So you got four baits in the water. Fish directly off the side of the dock. Crappie are not very smart. And if you will keep still and quiet, you'll catch a limit almost every day. Crappie fishing, but the bottom weight that holds the line down should be a roadrunner. Why? It has enough flash to make an attractant. Now, the key is for you to use light line, 4 to 6 pound line. It's time to go crappie fishing. and you can catch them. And next to the walleye, the crappie is absolutely the best tasting fish in fresh water next to a walleye. Now, we talked about walleye fishing earlier, and you can catch them at Lake Lanier by going up next month. You can catch them at Lake Lanier by going up the Chestatee River, and you'll know you've gotten far enough up the river. The boat is bouncing off the rocks. They will spawn in February on the Chestatee River at Lanier and lakes all over the southeast and into Tennessee and the Carolinas. The walleye is a fabulous fish to catch, and he is a carnivore. What I mean to say is you need to give him some meat to eat. He doesn't travel very far to eat, so put something right in front of his nose and he'll bite it. He's not all that smart. 33 after the hour, 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area and outside, 800-972-8255 on the SB Nation Radio Network nationwide. O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country, and it's because of you guys who call and listen to the program, and I'm always flattered. So, call and let me know. This show's not very much longer, but I'd love to know what outdoor personality you would love to see or talk to or speak to on the telephone. Bill Dance, Roland Martin, Jimmy Houston, Jim Shockey, Bill Jordan, Johnny Morris, who is it that you might like to spend some time with and find out their story? You may find it interesting. Visit O'NeillOutside.com right there on the home page, and you'll see on the opening page the availability of my book called O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. It's not John Steinbeck. It's not Ernest Hemingway. It's just O'Neill. And if you order it there on the website, I will sign it and personalize it according to your instructions. O'Neill Outside. Then at the bottom of the homepage, visit for our trip to Alaska. We're going in June the 14th, for a week from Seattle on the Inland Passage up to the glaciers in Skagway. Gail and I have done that trip before, and it is fabulous. And on that trip, you will be, if you choose to do so, you will be able to celebrate with us. We'll have a special party in our honor. It will be our 55th wedding anniversary. So we're having a special party, and there's lots of gifts for those people who will be on the trip with us. We only have two cabins left. Check it out. Make your commitment. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. There you are. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. No calls right now. Very surprising. Oh, no, there's plenty of them. But I'll get to them when I return. This is O'Neill. So, Patrick, and you guys hold on. When we return from this break, we'll get to these calls. Then we will have the Medal of Honor tribute. Those people who have been awarded the Medal of Honor and the things that they or this person did. His name is Leonard Brostrom, Private First Class, the Philippine Islands. And we'll get to his description of why he was awarded the Medal of Honor when we return. But this is O'Neill Outside. You can watch the television show on multiple stations for all the Fox networks and so on. And we do appreciate you watching the show and listening to that. And we'll be back. This is O'Neill. No hurry today. Welcome back, everyone. 40 minutes after the hour, we have a very special thing going on here. And we're going to talk to Mark right now. Mark, what in the world have you got going on?
Oh, O'Neill, we're up here at Helena, Georgia again at Unicor State Parking Lodge. Got our turkey show going on. This is our fifth annual show up here, and we've had a good turnout.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
And just having a good time.
You bet. Well, let me. One of the things I want people to understand is that they go to the Unicoi show, they're going to see a lot of collector's items, and they're going to get hundreds of tips about making calls and using calls, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had a round table discussion there last night, which was a good turnout with it. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people ask questions and all. So, you know, you get a little bit of all of it here.
Well, one of the things that I want everybody to understand, they need to go over there this morning. But, Mark, how much does it cost for somebody to go to Unicoi State Park and go to the Turkey Call Show?
We got a free admission. You walk through the door, you come in. There's about 70 custom call makers there. We got mm-hmm. three authors there, two artists there, two knife makers, two leather workers. You know, it's kind of a variety of stuff there to choose from. And you go there and you can sit down and talk with any one of those guys. They'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions, show you whatever it is that you want to know about them.
That's right. And it's free.
Free. Yes, sir.
And tell me again, where is it?
We're at Unicoi State Park up here in Helen.
Helen, Georgia, at Unicoi State Park. How many people yep. How many people show up for your show, Mark?
Well, yesterday there was probably 500 or 600 come through the door there. I mean, we were busy there. I mean, that building got pretty hot in there. There was so many people packed in there, and I mean, all you could hear was turkeys.
Yeah, everybody's got their own rhythm, don't they?
I see it. Yeah,
that's
sir.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, I've got a couple of collector's item calls here, and that's quite a – well, these people are artists, are they not?
Right, right. Well, we've got a couple of guys that come that do some real – fancy engraving work on calls and all mm-hmm. like that. And you know, the thing about it is a lot of people think, well, that's an awful pretty call, but does it sound turkey?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, these guys' call sounds turkey.
Oh, you know? Boy, all right.
Not only are they beautiful, they do play.
I'm sorry I won't be there today. But one of these days when you do the show, I'm going to be there with you because I need to see all that, but I can't do it today. And I wish you luck. And for the other 600 or 700 people that are going to be there today, you know, have a great time. And I'm glad you called, Mark. And it's I want to tell everybody again, how much does it cost?
It is free.
There you go. Mark, good
yes,
luck
sir.
To you, pal.
Thank you, Neil.
You
enjoyed
bet. Call,
it,
me
man.
Call me back next week. Let me know how it went, will you?
I'll do it.
Mighty fine.
I'll do it.
You bet.
Yes, sir.
And I'll see
Thank
you soon.
You.
There you go. That's a really great idea. Patrick is calling. Been holding on quite a while from Braselton. Good morning, Patrick. You're on O'Neill Outside.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Hey, got a real quick scenario for you. So I've got a purchased a 25-06 rifle for our son for Christmas.
Okay.
And we took it back home to North Carolina with us this weekend to go sight it in and everything on the gun range at my father-in-law's. That he built, and we took the ammunition and we shot 12 total rounds.
Okay.
10 rounds fired great, shot well.
Uh-huh.
Had 2 rounds that didn't shoot at all.
Really?
And so I got 2 different opinions on what happened.
Mm-hmm.
One opinion I got was that the firing pin didn't strike hard enough. And the reason why I believe that opinion is because on the 10 spent rounds, we've got a deep impact in the primer.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and then on the 2 rounds that didn't fire, the impact indention is not very deep.
Okay.
And then the other opinion that I got was that it was the ammunition.
So,
looking for your opinion.
You for you to be comfortable with that gun, that rifle, for the future, that needs to go to a gunsmith.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. You can't be happy with that, the way that worked. Was it a different was it a different ammo that you had that
no,
didn't fire?
We had one box. one box.
Okay, that needs to go back to a gunsmith.
Okay, because the thing about it is, I mean, obviously we purchased it at Bass Pro Shops, and that I took it. The second opinion about it being the ammunition is the opinion I got from the Bass Pro Shops.
Okay.
Now the opinion about the rounds not firing were from my two father-in-laws, my mom's or my wife's stepdad and her dad, and they were like, you know, we both feel that the firing pin's just not striking hard enough on each.
That's
each
what
fire.
I would say. That's what I would say.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, that needs to go back there and then retest. And test and test and test, because the number one thing you have to hunt is confidence.
Exactly.
And if you don't have confidence that ammunition or the gun is going to perform perfectly, then you can't use it.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, I don't want my son to, you know, see that big 8-point trophy and go to fire, and all he hears is a click. And, of course, the deer hear it, and the next thing you know, he's gone. So
you cannot,
that's the only thing I worry about.
You have to have complete 100% confidence that your equipment's going to work perfectly.
Gotcha.
So that's got to go back to that's got to go back to a gunsmith.
Awesome. Well,
take
I
it back to Bass Pro.
Your...
Take it back to Bass Pro. They'll stand behind it.
All right. Well, I'll take it back to them. I mean, that's the thing is I took it back to them. And they're like, well, you need to try different ammunition. So
no.
Okay.
You
know, all right.
Take it
well,
back.
I'll take it back to them then.
You bet. You take it back to Bass Pro, and you make, and they'll make it right. And you make them make it right.
Awesome. Well, I greatly appreciate it, O'Neill. Have a good
one. All right, man. Thanks
all right.
a lot.
Bye-bye.
Glad you called.
Thank
all right.
You.
You bet. I've got quickly, I've got something to do here. Uh-oh, that call is gone. Okay, let's talk to... Hold on, everybody. I've got time for this, I think. Let's talk to Steve in Cumming. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
I was interested in those walleyes you were talking about going up the Chesapeake River.
Uh-huh.
When you mention when your boat starts bouncing off the rocks, you'll know that's where they're at.
That's right.
All right. Whereabouts on the river are you talking about?
As far as you can go, I've forgotten the name of that last bridge on the Chesapeake. There's a bridge, and there's a little ramp you can put in there. I wish I could name that. But what
I
you have to
Toto
do.
Creek.
Pardon me?
I think that's Toto Creek. By the bridge.
I don't, maybe, but I don't think so. No, this last bridge I'm talking about is a bridge over the river, not the lake. It's not Toto Creek, but well, it might be.
Okay.
I don't know. But what you're going to have to do, and then I got to go, is this. You have to know how to get back in the dark, because the walleye are only going to bite about the last hour of daylight.
Okay.
So you stay until dark. You have to be able to get back down that river and to the ramp in the dark.
All right.
Don't get up there now and wonder.
No, I can take my little boat all the way up to the 400 bridge.
Okay. Well, that's what you need to do as far as you can go, and use some minnows or some night crawlers. Okay? And it'll work.
All right. Well, that sounds interesting.
You bet. And you can catch them there as long as your arm up there. The full moon in February.
Yeah.
You got to want to do it now.
Oh, yeah. I take my little boat all the way up through there and fish for some stripers. And I do a lot of fishing, not a lot of catching.
I understand. As long as you're able to get back in the dark. Hey, you got. Once you do it now, you owe me a call back.
Oh, I will. I got you on the radio most every Saturday morning.
Mighty fine. See you soon, Steve. All right, now let's Corey, let's head for... The Medal of Honor, sir.
Honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Private First Class Leonard Bostrom, U.S. Army, Philippine Islands, October 1944. Leonard was a rifleman with an assault platoon which ran into powerful resistance in the Philippine Islands in October 1944. From pillboxes, trenches, and spider holes so well camouflaged that they could not be detected for more than 20 yards, the enemy poured machine gun and rifle fire, causing several casualties in the platoon. Realizing that a pillbox in the center of the strong point would have to be knocked out if the company were to advance, Private Bostrom, without orders and completely ignoring his own safety, ran forward to attack the pillbox with grenades. He immediately became the prime target for all the riflemen in the area. He rushed to the rear of the pillbox and tossed grenades into the entrance. Six enemy soldiers left the trench in a bayonet charge against the single American. He killed one and drove the others off with his rifle fire. He threw three more grenades from his completely exposed position, was wounded several times, and was knocked to the ground. Although suffering intense pain and rapidly weakening from blood loss, he slowly rose to his feet and once more hurled his grenades into the pillbox. As he collapsed, the enemy began fleeing from the fortification and were killed, all of them, by his platoon. Private Bostrom died while being carried from the battlefield, but his willingness to sacrifice himself in an attack against overwhelming odds enabled his company to reorganize against the attack and annihilated the complete company. Private First Class Leonard Bostrom, Philippine Islands, October 1944. Now that is a hero, not a professional athlete, not a rock star, not a singer. That is a hero. And you just heard it on O'Neill Outside. 404-872-0758-900-972-8255. I'm going to go back because I have a few seconds. Go back to this crappy fishing in the wintertime. Your first presentation to the crappie under the dock, one of those hooks needs to have a minnow on it. It adds smell into the water, and it triggers a strike. After that, just use artificial, and you don't have to give the bait any great action. Just try and keep it still. The crappie will bite, and you can leave with a bucket full. This is O'Neill, Saturday mornings on WSB and the SB Nation Radio Network. Are you listening? I'm going to tell you when I return, who is it that I would like to interview? I'll be back. We get our time here, all right? Hey, it's just a radio show. It's not anything important. I've been asking you guys about whom would you like to speak to? Somebody famous in outdoors. Bill Dance, Roland, Jimmy Houston, Jim Shockey. Whom would you like to speak to for a few minutes and find out about their experience in the outdoors and how they came to be who they are? And my choice would be, and quite frankly, I already know him, and he's a great guy, and that would be Bill Dance. Bill's story is a little bit interesting in the fact that Bill was, his father was a doctor, and his grandfather was a doctor. And at 18 years old, he was going to be, eventually be a doctor also. And he and his family came upon a rather grisly motorcycle wreck at, I think in the territory of Memphis, Tennessee, that's his home. And it was, unsightly. And he, the story goes that he found out that he didn't care for this sight of blood and gore, if you will. And he was already a tournament fisherman. So he had a sponsor that would sponsor him with lures and so forth. And that sponsor was Jim Bagley, Bagley Baits. And they got together and they formed a television show, and it was one of the first. I'm going to guess here and say it was 45 years ago. But the reason I choose Bill is what you see Bill Dance, how he acts, what he says, who he is on television is the same guy that he is. He's not an actor. He's not boastful. And he teaches you how to be a bass fisherman. And he's an upstanding guy. And we're going to do this more often. I think that's interesting that your choices reflect people's reputation. Kind of cool, isn't it? This is O'Neill. So as we always do, I'll leave you with the following. If you're too busy to go fishing and take a child along and leave him with your legacy in the outdoors, believe me, you're too busy. This is O'Neill, and I'll see you guys next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.